Ois Yud. Shiyadun es chaber l'chav zchus. A person should daven l'chav zchus. Share a few thoughts with. It's interesting, Lashon. Chazal talk about this. A person should be daven chaver l'chav zchus. And actually, it's brought down on the Ben Yarno, the way the Chafetz Chaim brings it down. The increment applies between a person that you're familiar with, chaveroi. So you have different levels of how he normally acts. When you're mechiyev to daven l'chav zchus, when it's midas chasidus, etc. Person which is not known to you, you do not have a chiyev to daven l'chav zchus. So even though there's lashon chazal in place, you should have a danes kol ha'adam l'chav zchus. But most places chazal use lashon, you should be don chavero, atanes chavero chashadigilim kaimoi, etc. So why the nakuda of chavero? Also, I mean, it's a funny mitzvah. It's a very difficult mitzvah. So I'm supposed to. They say that Reb Chaim Reza one time said, you know, everything in the world was created for a purpose. So why did the Russian create a kruma cup? Like you should think normal. Why do people think strange ideas? He says it was created for the purpose of daven l'chav zchus, because you need to come up with some wild scenarios. You need a kruma cup to be able to daven l'chav zchus. The Russian created a kruma cup for daven l'chav zchus. I mean, it's talk a funny mitzvah. It's even more than that. The mitzvah is in the core of the pasuk, the betzedek tishpat am yisrael. Now, the word betzedek, means righteous, means correct. So the correct. So I look at the guy. Looks like he's doing an avera, and I'm supposed to down him correctly. Correctly means probably it wasn't. Probably really the reason why I did it is because I did. That's correct. I mean, back of my mind was saying, yeah, right. The emes of pshat is X when we're betzedekim because we down him Y. But the emes of pshat is what really happened was he did the avera. But we're betzedekim, so we say mistam wasn't avera. We're nice guys, and we say mistam he didn't. He got a reason why he did it. Why is it called pathetic? I think the next step also the question is, why are we judging? Pathetic tishpot. So I'm walking down the street and I see a guy doing, someone looks like an avera. So I say, ah, it's an avera, yeah. The guy sits down on the bus, in Israel, and he's far frumt. She's not frum enough. You sit there with that one of those moods, you're dining, you're busy. Everybody, as they walk into the bus, you have them uptight, all about them. Why are you judging them? Don't judge them at all. It's none of your business. Why are you focusing on them? There's various different explanations or time and mitzvahs for the mitzvah down the chav zchus. So the most obvious one, I think, which is by the way the chinuch explains, is it creates shalom. So the way the chinuch explains that if a person does something to you which is, let's say, improper, etc., person forget, you don't get an invitation to a wedding. Why? Stanam l'chav zchus probably meant to and he forgot. So it's going to maintain shalom. So obviously that's something which applies between you and your chaver. Somebody else is not your chaver. It's not in the gay. There's no issue of shalom because you're not interacting with them anyway. So sitting on the bus, there's no mitzvah dan l'chav zchus, not dan l'chav zchus. Don't dan, period. It's irrelevant to you. Right? This guy, He looks at him like he has a problem. Right? It's not. You're not busy unless you're wanting to interact with him and try and help him. It's not important to you to figure out why he looks down. Why the guy who walked on the bus you're never going to see again looks like you. This time he had a fight with his wife this morning. Why? Why are you thinking about that? That's not your business. But between one person and another person, he did something which seemingly would be something which was an element of an avla to you. If you don't have schools, you're going to maintain the balance. Why is it called tzedek? It's called tzedek because, the chances are many times, especially if it is a chaver, the chances are there is a reason why he did it. There's a good reason why he did it. But somebody which is irrelevant, it's not your job to judge. The smack, say, one of the Rishonim, say for instance from one of the Rishonim, says a different explanation in the midst of tzedek tishpat am yisrael. He says that if everybody else is Rishayim and I'm a tzaddik, so it's a very little motivation for me to feel like Christ to act properly, because I'm a good guy. I know I'm a good guy. Everybody else is not so great, so the Russian's not going to worry about my actions so much vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael, he says, because, hey, there's all those problems out there. If everybody else is big tzaddikim and I'm the problem, because I also know my chesroness, so I'm going to feel like Christ to act properly. So Daniel Chavsus will help me maintain my vision of focusing on what I have to do. So almost, I think what he's saying, is good for this point. You know, sometimes you get into this negative mode. So in the negative mode, if he's okay, he does this thing wrong, and he does this thing wrong, and this thing's wrong, so I'm not so bad. But if everybody else is doing okay, so then, so what, the end of the day, the point is focus on yourself. Obviously, we you know, it's important to look at somebody else, if I can help them, if I care about them, etc. But sometimes there's this mood, like you're sitting on your pedestal, and you look down at the world around you, you judge the world around you. That's not what you're supposed to be doing. Meryl Diskin takes that idea, I think he takes it, he doesn't quote the smack, but he takes it a step weiter. And he says, and he asks the question, it sounds like a strange mitzvah, like, you know, we're asked to go judge him this way out idea, like, you know, that the, if it's taka, it's sheker, like, you know, you're supposed to judge a person with sheker, it's not mistaber. He says, the Chavis Zobah says that the Russian, in the Shara Bechinu, you talk about each thing the Russian created in the world, we have to hear what the chesed Russian did in the trade in the world. This is, there's a meaning of the Russian created in the world called Busha. And you have to mark the Kaddish Baruch Hu for Busha. One time, Ramoto Katz, when they said, he said, you know, Busha is a Gavalda Gazach. He says, probably 90% of the things which get done in the world get taken care of because of Busha. He has to take care of it. Now, if I don't take care of it, I'll be embarrassing you because you have to take care of it. You relied on me, you expected me, etc. I'll be uncomfortable if I don't do it. So Busha gets things moving. Because you want to be perceived as a good person. So let's say you're a group of 10 people. So there's a certain limits of where they'll go. One person breaks the limits. So he broke the limits. For the second person, it's much easier to break the limits now because already it's been done. And the third person, it's even easier. Because the bush has been broken. Till now, if you do that, that's unacceptable. That's embarrassing. It's uncomfortable. But now that's been done once or twice, you're not so embarrassed anymore. He says, you need to down the chavstus, he says, because this is how you're going to maintain your barrier. This is going to maintain your getter of bush. If everybody else around me is acting in a negative way, hey, so you know I can act in a negative way also. Like, well, what's so bad about that? I'm not uncomfortable with that. Everybody else is also... But everybody else is pretty good, and I'm uncomfortable to act negative and act bad because everybody else around me is... So if I perceive people in a positive way, I'm going to then have to live to a higher standard. I have to live with a higher standard because I can't just... You know. So then, according to him, we probably shouldn't be judging the person next to us, but if we are judging already, it's, you know, which the nature of a person is to judge sometimes. You know, you get into that type of mood... That type of mode, right? So, but you need to learn to understand that there's something positive over there in the person. One of the nusachos of Chazal is "Have you done us kol ha'adam?" I'll tell you the story. I should tell you in Lemkaimai. You're never going to get to his makom. Each person is different. You're never going to be in his place. You don't have his background, you don't have his upbringing, you don't have his challenges, you don't have his personality. There's no way to judge anybody. Well, he did something wrong, he could have done better. How do you know he could have done better? Because I could have done better in that situation. But even if you'd be in the same situation as him, you're not in the same situation as him. You don't have his challenges. You don't have his issues. You don't have his life's realities. So you never really judge anybody. You need to see the whole human being to be able to judge him. And you can't. How do you have the wisdom to really understand somebody else? I know why he did that. Really? How do you know that? You can't be such a chacham. It's impossible to do that. So basically what Chazal are calling upon us is to say, A, it's impossible to judge. And B, when I do say, okay, but... Since I interact with the person, I need to have a havana of what's happening to be able to relate to it. So I could try and look at it in a positive way. We tend to do that by a chaver anyway, a good chaver. Made a person's, you know, made a simcha, and all his friends called up and said, Mazel Tov. This friend didn't call and say Mazel Tov. So if it's one of his friends who's on the fringe, you say, hi, he doesn't really like me. If it's your best friend, you say, Mr. Tom, he didn't know about it. It's not we didn't know about it, because it's not logical to you that your best friend should not call you. It must be that he didn't know. But the guy which you're borderline, you don't say must because he didn't know, you say probably because he doesn't like you. All of those are plausible explanations. Why are you attributing A to this and B to that? Because if I have a positive feeling towards the person, I'm more inclined to try and judge him positively. And somebody which I don't, I'm not. That's what the Torah is being mechayev you. That the tzedek shabai is you're willing for your best friend to say probably this is what happened. Why? It's not logical. But you're willing to say that, you know, there are many times there are much more to the story than you know. 90% of the time there's much more to the story than you know. So probably this is the truth over here also. So at best you shouldn't judge, and even if you do judge, you should judge. At least be noted towards the chavsus. Okay, I want to say two more points. This musig that a person comes with a certain humility, a certain type of understanding, that I don't know the everybody else's story, also is machai of the person. It opens up for the person a world of learning from other people. You know, if I can pigeonhole everybody into a box or into their hole, so there's nothing to learn from him. But if we accept the idea that people are much more complex and much more intricate, and there's much more to them than what's, you know, with meets the eye, and that's why I can judge them in each individual case, there's more to the story. It means to the human being, there's more to his story. So there's what to learn from him. There's what to gain from him. And I'm going to give you a very, 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 very simple example of it. And it's a mistake. I had this conversation with somebody recently. So I went to a bar mitzvah. So the bar mitzvah bacher's grandfather was there. He came, you know, from out of town. So I said shalom aleichem to him. So I started shmoozing with him. I asked him, where is he from? What does he do? How did he get into that business? Does he enjoy it? Would he recommend it to somebody else? I had a little conversation with him. We spent like 15 minutes. So afterwards, I apologized for, like, you know, monopolizing him. You know, he didn't have a chance to go around to some other people. He says, no, it's fine. He says, until now, I was the bar mitzvah bacher's grandfather, and now I'm a human being. It was like, I mean, I hadn't, you know, I was like, wow, you know, it's a powerful line. But you think about it, nobody knows him over here. He's the out-of-town guest. Nobody knows him, and nobody spends time finding out about him. He's the mitzvah of his grandfather. So you're supposed to say, Mazel Tov, he has this wonderful grandson, he's so nice, etc. He says, thank you so much. He's probably something you never see him again. But there's a human being there. A human being there with what to offer. With, you know, things that you can learn from him. You know, the fellow was a fascinating conversation I had. I learned a lot about, you know, his field of research. He was a scientist, and he developed this invention, this patent. I mean, he went on and on and on. We had a great time together. I learned a lot. So just for my own chance to grow as a human being, I gained tremendously from it. But we do, it's a mistake that we make, you know, in many of our interactions, we sort of like define people and say, okay, he's not my type of guy, and you know, I have nothing to gain from him. Or, you know, we do that. You know, we don't define people. We see that there's a whole human being there with what there is there, and there's a depth to him. And I want to see if I can get to that depth. Because I'll say that the person shouldn't be boss the chalodim mafli chaldover shein lechadim shein leshah bein lechadover shein lemakom. Everybody has something special, unique about him. That's my second thought. The Chazal say, you know, you can't do that. Everybody has something special, which if you're smart, you're not going to, you're going to gain from that. You're going to use that opportunity to get that point from him that he has to offer. I had a conversation earlier today about talking about unlearning. So, you know, so a person had an interesting way of looking at something. So I said, you know, it's not the standard approach. I can't tell you that it's wrong. He says, there is a standard, except the Mahalach and Yeshiva, how to look at it. But don't stop doing it, I told him, because that you definitely will open new insights by having that interesting angle. At the same time, you have to know how to balance it out and say, okay, but that's not the standard approach, why not? But at the same time, you can open up whole new vistas by having this, being mechadish in a way of looking at something. So let's do it by human beings also. Let's do it with your chaverim, let's do it with your human beings, and the result is your life will be enriched. You'll be exposed to much more, you'll gain much more, you'll be a bigger person, you'll be a better person, you're a person which has a much better understanding of the world around you and the people around you, if you open yourself up to allow yourself to see that world which exists inside of each person.